Metro On Demand. Volvé a escuchar lo mejor de Metro en metro951.com.
Anunciamos la presencia de un artista internacional en nuestros estudios con nosotros. No voy a decir el nombre porque le voy a pifiar. Sí. Voy a decir que está con nosotros Fantastic Negrito. Yeah.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
Por venir. Y está Titi Steer también con nosotros, que va a abrir los shows de Fantastic. Hola Titi, ¿cómo estás? Ya nos cruzamos un par de veces.
Sí, sí.
Ha venido acá a la radio a varios programas. ¿Te la van a hacer de traductora?
Sí, pues dale.
Tommy probamos. Se fue del estudio y te dejó a vos de traductora.
Vamos. Bueno, me arriesgo.
Le agradeces la visita. Muchas gracias por venir. Es un placer tenerte acá. Ahí al aire, todo al aire, todo al aire.
Sí. Thank you very much for coming and that is very great to have you here.
¿Y todas esas cosas?
De nada.
You speak Spanish?
Hablo español poquito.
Okay.
Yeah. Vivo en California.
Yeah, no, yes. Better in English.
Okay. Tiene mucho latino.
En Oakland.
Sí, Oakland, California.
Muchos amigos latinos.
Sí, muchos. Mi familia.
Yeah.
Está mucho. Con la guitarra ahí a punto de tocar. Pero algunas preguntas antes. Mm-hmm. Le quería preguntar si Bernie Sanders puede ser el próximo presidente de Estados Unidos.
Quiero preguntar si Bernie Sanders puede ser el próximo presidente. Of the United States.
I think after Donald Trump's the president, I think Ronald McDonald can be president.
Que después de Donald Trump, Ronald McDonald puede ser.
Anybody.
Y sí, tiene razón.
¿Y Bernie? ¿Podría hacerlo? ¿Es un sueño?
I don't know. You know, I think we're living in such a atmosphere of fear, because fear is the greatest commodity of all the commodities. Mm-hmm. Fear is number one. So when you're in that type of environment, anything can happen.
Que viven en un ambiente como de miedo y cosas. O sea, que cualquier cosa puede suceder en ese ambiente.
El miedo es un commodity y es el número uno. Sí. Y te quiero preguntar por sus miedos. ¿Tiene miedos o haber atravesado una vida tan dura, de tantos contrastes,
no sé, your fears
hace que no tenga más miedos.
Like living a life of different...
Well, my greatest fear is myself.
Su mayor miedo es él.
Because I really have all the power.
Porque él
just
tiene...
like all of us in this room have all the power individually.
Y todo el poder, y todos los que están en esta habitación.
Sometimes
el poder.
We think like this, but it starts here. Like how much bullshit do I have to get over my prejudice
como
or my...
Suele pensar
insanity,
que el miedo está alrededor, pero en realidad es...
So I gotta control him. If I can get him together, we're gonna have a chance.
¿Nunca lo supera el miedo? ¿Siempre lo tiene controladísimo?
Do you have it always with you? Or is it...
Well, I think...
You control your fear?
Well, I'm a bit of a recovering narcissist, so... Right. So it's... yeah, I mean, you know, you just... It's more like, you know, daily check, you know. We will not be an asshole today.
Okay.
And we'll treat people kindly and... I think we can very easily, we get entrenched in our own ideology. You know what I mean?
Yeah, que
but that's,
todos los días hay como que tratar de controlar a la persona
de interna,
¿no? Y chequear.
Tremendo. Y pasó muchas cosas muy, muy duras. Si mirara su vida hacia atrás, ¿borraría algo de lo que vivió o le tocó o lo dejaría tal cual?
Would you erase something that you lived or been through? Or would you
absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because they're all, this is what makes Fantastic Negrito is all the, if you want the song, you're going to have to take the bad stuff. There's a lot of bad stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I lose my hand, all these things happen to me, but I have to play and all this. This is what makes the sound. This is what, you can't buy this. This is the real life that's happening. And even my brother, he died when he's 14, he's shot in the head. I wouldn't change nothing. I wouldn't change nothing because this is the life that I'm given as an artist. Then I can give back something. To be an artist for me is to make a contribution. That's the greatest thing, is being an artist. I remember being younger, maybe this is too much. To
comprometida, hermosa, profunda, ¿no?
Sí, total. Bueno, pero en versión reducida, que sí, que todas las cosas que uno vive, al final del día es lo que lleva a uno a componer la música que hace y que si tal vez borrara algo de lo que vivió, no sería lo mismo hoy.
No cambiaría
nada.
Mi hermano fue asesinado un balazo en la cabeza a los 14 años. Sí. Ni siquiera eso lo cambiaría, porque todo eso te forma como, como artista, un artista que está con la guitarra acá y que va a tocar, sí, el Lola Chicago.
Y habló también de lo que le pasó en la mano, ¿no? A partir, sí, del, sí, del accidente, y que eso hizo que cambiara su técnica, claro, básicamente. Sí. ¿Cómo fue para él cambiar, aprender a tocar la guitarra de otra manera?
Sí. How was it learning, like relearning to play the guitar with you?
Well, I still can't play the guitar. It's just
I can't. No,
I don't know. It's I think it's just feeling. I know you have to walk towards the light.
Hay que caminar hacia la luz.
So I think the thing that is powerful within you, which you figure out that you can do, you do that. I know I can never pick. I know I can never. So I don't even think about it.
Claro.
What I can do is I can beat the guitar up, and that's what I focus on. That.
Sabe cómo hacer, o sea, funcionar la guitarra para lo que le pasó, o sea, que sabe que nunca va a poder, por ejemplo, hacer finger picking o punteo, cosas. Claro,
what entonces, can I do? Like, I like to think
lo
about
que, las cosas que puede hacer, se concentra en eso y va a por eso.
Like the thing, when I think about playing, I'm like, what? I think about how can I do it. I don't think about how can I not do it. Like, no, how can I do it?
¿Cómo puede hacer las cosas que por ahí no podría hacer? Entonces busca la manera de
piensa
saltear eso.
Cómo hacerlo y no,
claro,
cómo no,
claro,
hacerlo.
Claro, el artista, okay, es Fantastic Negrito, lo pueden buscar y chequear, y traduce Titi Steer, que le va a abrir los shows ahora cuando toque en Argentina.
Le quiero preguntar a Negrito, Titi, si le podés preguntar vos, si siempre supo que iba a ser músico.
Did you always knew you wanted to be a musician?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely. Why? Absolutely not.
I mean, I grew up, I wanted to be like a boxer.
Quería ser boxeo.
I came late to music. In my town where I was growing up, in the Bay Area, Oakland, California.
In Oakland.
All my peers were incredible. Have you heard of Joshua Redman?
Joshua Redman.
Like, Joshua Redman.
Google him. You'll see. I mean, like him.
From Oakland.
From Oakland. Jubu Smith. Tony.
Yeah. Yes.
So these guys are like my peers, like my friends. And so.
Sus amigos.
Yes, everybody was. Stanley Burrell, but his name was MC Hammer.
Yes.
These are like all the people I'm growing up. And then
with
En Vogue, the singing group En Vogue.
En Vogue, yeah.
Yeah. So these people were like just my peers. I remember when they're not famous. I know
desde
them
que
before.
No eran famosos desde antes, de chicos.
So
MC Hammer, Tony.
Yeah.
En Vogue, the Free Your Mind.
Sí. Yeah, Free Your Mind, yeah. So I had no interest, but I was drug dealer. That was my interest, is make money. And
yo fui vendedor de drogas.
Because this is what was happening. If you're
ganaba
a kid that age,
estaba pasando.
You're going to be in this lifestyle.
Vivió
so I think like many of my close friend is murdered and
mis
somebody's going to try to kill me.
Asesinado. They trataron de matarme a mí.
Someone had the gun on my head like
me
this
pusieron
a long
un
time.
En la cabeza.
I'm just sitting there like waiting. Oh, what's this going to feel like?
Esperando.
What's this going to feel like? And then
¿cómo se siente?
Something happens, so they when they take off my head, it feels like 1,000 pounds, kilometers or whatever. What do you call it?
Kilos.
It feels like
kilos.
So then I decide, look, play music, and start playing music. So I sneak into the university in Berkeley. You know Berkeley?
Yes.
California.
Yes, of course. Yes.
And I just pretend like, yeah, I'm a student. Like, you student, yes.
No se metió, se coló en Berkeley. Como...
Claro.
Y se hizo pasar
pero
por...
Pero pensando que él no borraría nada de lo que dijo, ¿qué le dio el hecho de haber sido dealer, de haber pasado todo eso? ¿Qué fue lo que le aporta a la música, a las letras?
So, what did you, like, get out of being a dealer and almost... I mean, all this experience that you had
in
music.
What do I get out of it? I think you just know that you've been down... You've been dirty,
abajo,
and you can come back up.
Y que lo único que te queda es volver a subir.
And I learned that we're easily, especially in the United States, that we're easily fooled to think like this money, if you get this stuff, and this is so nice, and this car, and this stuff, but it's really, it's nothing.
Con como que el engaño del consumismo por ahí en realidad no es importante.
Because I see people, they die.
La pregunta que le quiero hacer, si le puedes traducir, es... Si siempre tuvo ese pensamiento como positivo y aprovechar las situaciones, o hubo enojo en algún momento.
I did because I was I'm the eighth child of 14 kids.
Es el octavo hijo of how many?
De
14.
14.
And so I ran away when I was 12. I never came back home.
Se escapó a los 12 años, nunca volvió a la casa.
I think I was always have to survive. always have to, wow. even to get milk, I have to negotiate, I have to, I think I'm going to eat, you know, I have to think like that. I'm going to get those socks.
Quería comer.
So I always was positive.
Y siempre fue positivo.
It's weird.
¿Dónde están los hermanos, los padres, los viejos?
Do you know where
¿tiene
your
vínculo?
Brothers are?
Are
your fathers?
Parents?
My father was born in 1905. So he was 33 years older than my mother. So he died. When I ran away, a couple years later, he was dead. I never see him again. Mm-hmm. My mother, yeah, I know where she is. And my brothers and sisters, they all did well, actually. My brother, doctor, lawyers, they did very well.
Médico.
Bueno, y acaba de ganar premio.
Sí, también. Por segunda vez, ¿no?
Sí, Grammy.
Grammy.
Second Grammy.
Second Grammy, yeah.
Amazing.
Igual, yeah. yo me quedé en la historia cuando abandona esta vida de pandillero, de dealer, sí. y se cuela en Berkeley como para decir, ok, voy a hacer música, pero le voy a afanar lo que tocan los otros, no, no lo que hago yo.
sí. Did you steal education?
Yeah, I did. What I did is I go in there, I fool the person working at the desk. Like, oh, I don't have the card. And I think they go, okay. And then I just sit in the piano room, and everybody's playing. I don't know what that is.
So
I just start playing that every day, every day. Then I think, oh, this
practica copia, practica copia. Eso es lo que hacía.
So everyone's practicing, so I just copy. I can't read the music, I just copy. Copying then,
sí, no podía leer partituras,
6 months I was like then writing song. Then I understand, oh, this key can do same thing, but it's different key. But so it's pretty interesting.
Y hay un nuevo sufrimiento de los afroamericanos. Digo, el blues nació en los campos de algodón y ahora este nuevo sufrimiento dio un lugar a un nuevo blues.
So basically he's saying that like the blues, like classical blues, was born from
the cotton fields.
The cotton fields.
Yeah, totally.
And so if this like new suffering gave room to a new kind of blues, would you say?
Well, I think I would have to say that new suffering was hip hop, actually.
Yeah.
That's what it really was. I mean, hip hop was
and rap. Hip-hop.
Yeah, hip hop rap.
Quantum.
Yeah, what happened is out of New York originally.
Yeah.
You gotta think this is important. Listen to this. If you think about everything great,
si piensan que todo
all the great art form. Art, music, film, it came from suffering people, usually.
De todas las cosas
arte,
buenas,
música,
el
cine.
Arte, que viene de un lugar de sufrimiento.
So in the 70s, 1970s, government is taking back money from schools, no more instrument, no more music lessons. So then you have some geniuses. These kids in the Bronx said, let me see, I got one turntable. Well, let me see, I got two turntables. And I got a microphone. It's kind of genius, you know. They just think of this out of nowhere, but I think coming from poverty, that's what you're doing. You invent. You invent stuff because
sí, viniendo de un lugar de pobreza, tenés que inventar como nuevas maneras de.
And I think spirituals, all these things come from the field, and my family is from the south. My mother's side, they're from deep south. So even when I'm playing now, I realize I pick up when I'm very little. This place
mismo
is boring.
Cuando toca ahora like se da cuenta hot. De cosas que
de cuando era chico. Bueno, claro. Vamos a escucharlo. La verdad es que la historia es impresionante y la música también. Así que, can you play a song?
Oh, sure.
Yes. Which one?
I don't know. Let's see where my hand goes. F. It's easy to sing in early in the morning. Fantastic. I'll play something everybody knows. In the morning, oh no. Oh, black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Any pines where the sun don't shine? Well, I shivered the whole night through. Black girl, where will you go? To the place where the cold winds blow. Any pines where the sun don't shine. Well, I shiver the whole night through. Mm-hmm. Black girl, black girl, your man is gone. Now you travel the road alone. And you raise that child all by yourself. Then a policeman shot him down. Black girl, where will you go? To the place where the cold winds blow. Any pines where the sun don't shine. Well, I shiver the whole night through. Well, I know that your heart keeps on breaking. Into 1 million pieces. Well, I know that your heart keeps on breaking, child. I know where did it steep last night. That sun, it don't shine no more. It don't shine no more. That sun, it don't shine, it don't shine no more. It don't shine no more. Yeah.
Amo hacer radio por estas cosas también, ¿lo ves? Increíble. Incredible, increíble estar acá. Mejor que la de Kurt Cobain en el Unplugged de Nirvana, My Girl, Where Did You Sleep Last Night, se llama la canción. ¿De quién es el autor?
I actually did Lead Belly cover. I do Lead Belly version.
Lead Belly version,
okay. Black Girl.
Okay.
El tema se llama Black Girl. It's all good, as long as it feels good. For me, Kurt Cobain is also a blues singer. For me, personally.
Why? Para él, Kurt Cobain es un artista de blues, dice.
Why? For
but
me,
the same suffering.
Blues is about blues is feeling. Look, everyone can play this
blues
note.
Blues es sentimiento. Todos pueden tocar.
Everyone
eso.
In this room can play this note.
Todos entienden esta nota.
What is behind the note?
Pero atrás de la nota.
That is what's important.
Eso es lo más importante.
Y así como nombra a Kurt Cobain.
Qué espectáculo cómo cantó. Cómo
sí, total.
Es una persona y una guitarra. No hay nada, no hay nada más.
Total.
No, no, no. She, her, this is spectacular.
Yeah. She's spectacular too.
Estamos en vivo en Instagram, en arroba basta todo, lo pueden ver. Aparte con un look sensacional. No, no, estoy enloquecido.
¿Le puedo preguntar por Prince?
Sí, obviously.
Prince.
Can you talk about Prince?
Sure, I love Prince.
Okay.
Yes. Who is Prince?
For you?
Prince is dead.
Yes.
No. Oh no, Prince is he is dead. You didn't know. No. Prince was I think when I'm like kid and you guys got to remember I'm a pretty old guy.
Soy,
so I remember all this stuff.
Soy
like,
muchacho viejo.
I'm 51. So
51.
So Prince for me this was in the 80s, early 80s.
Que Prince fue en los 80.
You're growing up in black neighborhoods we called the hood, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like,
que creció en barrios.
I was a bit of a freak, you know.
Minneapolis.
No, I don't play music, but I was just a bit of a freak. I like to dress different. I'm wearing like leopard skin cowboy boots, but I'm in the hood, like walking, and people like.
Traduzca a Titi
que siempre le, sí, perdón.
I'm an alien, so.
Que siempre le gustaba vestirse distinto y verse distinto, y como que en el barrio en donde él creció no tenía nada que ver con.
So this was like beginning of hip hop, you know, it's a whole different
y ahí está empezando el hip hop.
Vibe. And then one day I don't know who Prince is, but
no
I see this album cover.
Era, y ve la tapa de un
and it was called Dirty Mind.
Y está, y era el álbum
and here
Dirty
was
Mind.
Another black dude
y había otro
who was dressed in a trench coat
vestido.
And wearing like ladies' garter belts, but then he had the most beautiful girlfriends.
Yes.
También so se vestía raro como él, pero. Tenía
las chicas más lindas.
For me, he was like the brother that was like, hey, it's okay if you're different. It's okay.
Y para él fue como su hermano que le dijo, está ok, sí, sos distinto y...
Está hablando de Prince.
Sí.
Yes, so I think I read about him. Who is this guy?
And then, y ahí empecé a investigar y leer sobre él.
I know that he like teach himself, so I was like, I'm going to teach myself too. To play. I wanna...
Y entonces vio que él sabía como...
El autodidacta
y él so dijo, huge, puedo hacer lo mismo.
Y tengo una pregunta más difícil que... Who is Prince? I have a hardest question that who is Prince is, who is Michael Jackson?
He's also dead.
Yeah. Ah, no, también está muerto.
Michael Jackson,
now.
Well, I think like this. Oh, now, yeah. I think, well, let me finish with Prince. Yes. So I want to say Prince.
Al terminar con
he was
Prince.
Like, hey, it's okay. Everyone doesn't have to fit into this little mold. Okay, you fit
bueno,
right
no todo
here.
El mundo tiene que encajar en el
like
misma,
I think he
el mismo
smashed
molde.
That. And that was like,
y él rompió
wow,
el molde
freedom.
Y, oh, y ahora era libre de hacer lo que quiera.
Mm-hmm. I think for Michael Jackson, just for me personally, I think Michael
personalmente,
Jackson is...
para él, Michael Jackson.
Two things.
Dos cosas.
I think he's a complete genius.
Que es un genio.
Mm-hmm. Music, singing, dancing,
musical,
incredible,
cantando,
unprecedented.
Bailando.
But I also think that he is tragic.
Pero también le parece que es muy trágico.
Because you can't believe everything in Hollywood.
Porque no se
and
puede.
You grew up in this thing of Hollywood.
No puedes creer oh en todo God, lo que ves en Hollywood magical. Y creció
this
en.
A, this is what I want to be. I think that that's
en un mundo
that was
mágico
tragic
que en
part
realidad
of Michael Jackson is believing in this whole. Dream of Hollywood. I think that's Hollywood and fame. It kills people.
La fama de Hollywood mata. Literally mata kills gente, people. Literalmente. Sí. La mata. Bueno, es un placer estar acá charlando. Yo sé que mucha gente por ahí lo está conociendo, algunos ya los conocían. Es Fantastic Negrito. ¿Dónde toca? ¿Dónde toca ahora Titi? Vos tocás, así
yo,
que tenés que saber las fechas.
Bueno, hoy va a ser en La Trastienda. Y después el 23 en Córdoba.
Ok, 23 en Córdoba, hoy en la
Trastienda.
En la Trastienda.
Una pregunta.
Hay otra
más.
Parte de la historia. No, pero es que hay mil cosas para hablar. Pero pregunte, pregunte.
No, es sobre su relación con los extraterrestres. Me interesa.
What's your
relationship?
Relationship with the UFO, UFOs?
Yeah. Oh, the aliens.
The aliens.
The aliens. I'm an alien.
Why?
Yo soy un alien, dice.
The king of all aliens.
Prove it.
Es el rey de los aliens.
What? Digo, probalo.
That means buenos tardes. See, only I know that.
No, yeah. Quiero la parte de ¿hace cuánto que si sigue siendo cultivador de marihuana?
Do you still grow your
no.
No, I was telling this singer from Argentina that I was driving over here with that I quit music for 5 years.
Dejó la música 5 años. Y se dedicó a ser un granjero de marihuana. Mm-hmm. No, you don't smoke, you didn't smoke.
I don't smoke, I never did. I used to sell
solo la cultivaba.
I would sell it, yeah.
Y la vendía. La cultivaba mm-hmm. y la vendía, que es legal en California.
But sí. I do love the CBD oils, which are not, they don't get you high, it's just the oil.
Claro, le gustan los aceites de CBD, que son los que tienen el componente yeah. medicinal.
Exacto, el medicinal y no el psicoactivo, digamos.
Exacto.
¿No?
Yeah, so I grew marijuana 5 years and I quit music and I
durante
sold.
Durante 5 años.
Cultivó marihuana y vendió.
And I sold all my instruments. I never want to see a musician.
Todos sus instrumentos.
Everything.
Why? But
why?
Because it was the best thing I ever did as a musician. That was the highlight.
Como músico fue lo mejor que hizo.
Fue lo mejor que hizo, fue el highlight de mi vida.
Yeah, that was the best.
Why? Why?
Because then I have nothing to say that time.
No tenía nada que decir en ese momento.
And I think if you have nothing to say and you really love something, let it go.
Y si no tenés nada que decir y te gusta mucho algo, tenés que dejarlo ir, aunque te guste.
But then one day,
y después un día,
it came back.
¿Volvés?
Well, and more. But I decided to become Fantastic Negrito 5 years ago.
Hace 5 años decidió ser Fantastic Negrito.
I was sitting there like, I'm Fantastic Negrito. I tell people in America, and they're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Le contaba a
they don't like it. They're like,
you are.
But they think it's like, you know, in America, Negrito sounds scary to people.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, no, like these marketing people come to me, listen to me, you can't be, because it's like white people, we don't want to say
todo el mundo le decía que
people.
No se podía llamar así porque es
they say it makes us uncomfortable.
Dice claro, que ¿verdad? Los hacía incómodos su nombre.
And so I was thinking, like, I was like, uncomfortable, perfect. I was like, yeah, I like it.
Y le gustó que
los incomoda, sí. Perfecto, dijo. Claro. Chequenlo, googleenlo, hay varias notas de varios medios musicales y no, que cuentan la historia de vida que es tremenda lo que contamos. Un barrio muy pobre, muchos hermanos, mucha muerte, mucha violencia alrededor. Se escapó de la casa a los 12 años, vendió drogas, robó, estuvo en la calle, grabó un disco, fue un éxito, desapareció ese éxito, lo atropelló un auto.
Tiene un casi me muero, estuvo
casi
en coma.
Casi se muere, estuvo en coma, volvió a robar, después dejó la música, cultivó marihuana para venderla, pero nunca fumó. Volvió a encontrarse la música, se instaló con este nombre y viene acá a la Argentina a tocar y toca una canción sí. más, Just Another Song. Is it possible?
Yeah, it's all possible. Let me see. Let's play.
The last one.
I'll play something no one's ever heard.
Yeah. Una que todo el mundo sepa, dijo en la anterior, y ahora una que nadie sepa.
This is a song I used to play when I was busking. I played at the train station.
Una canción que tocaba cuando iba a tocar en la calle.
And all the women in San Francisco getting off work, looking very sophisticated.
Todas las mujeres de San Francisco saliendo del trabajo con un look muy sofisticado.
And I want them to put the money in my guitar case.
Y quería que le den toda su plata.
Mucha competencia en San Francisco, hay mucho loco con guitarra. What a girl so sweet, dark hair, white teeth. I can't leave her alone. What a girl so sweet, standing next to me.
I'm gonna take her back home.
She's unconventional, ain't she beautiful? I feel it deep in my bones. The way she moves is so good through the neighborhood. I'm gonna make her my poem. She gets what she wants. She gets what she wants. What a girl so good like Norwegian wood. Said all of my sorrows have flown. What a girl's genteel and she makes me feel like I can't do no wrong. She's unconventional, ain't she beautiful? I feel it deep in my bone. The way she moves is so good through the neighborhood.
I'm gonna make her my poem.
She gets what she wants. She gets what she wants. Suddenly life had no meaning, and she wants to be far from the blackness so morbid. She wants to be, but back in the days when I known her, known her, known her, she wants to feel. Thank you very much. Thanks. Gracias, muchas gracias. Hoy, 11 de la noche en La Trastienda, abre Titi Steers a las... Hoy, 9 de la noche en La Trastienda, 23. Leí 23 en Córdoba y pensé, até con las 11. Pero a las 9 de la noche, ¿a qué hora está Titi? A las...
un ratito antes.
Un ratito antes, poner a las 8, Titi Steers by the Riverside. Y después está Fantastic Negrito tocando. Gracias, muchas gracias.
De nada.
Metro On Demand. Volvé a escuchar lo mejor de Metro en metro951.com.